will be lying in the Hall of Congress. Only 4 civilians in our entire history have been so placed. We're not here to worship Billy Graham. We're here to thank God for the ministry he gave him. I don't know if you realized, but Karl Rove, who worked for President Bush, who was in charge of setting up this memorial service, knew that President Bush had recommitted his life to Jesus Christ and been delivered from alcohol as a fruit of Billy Graham's ministry. And when it came time to consider who should he have here, there was only one name, and it was Billy Graham. I don't know if you are aware that every single civilian plane in America was grounded, except one plane carrying Dr. Graham that day from California, or from his home, rather, I guess, to Washington, D.C., the only civilian aircraft in the air. So what I'm here to say is thank God for the ministry. He was close to Dr. King. This is Black History Month. And the beauty of the integrity that he had, he would not go into communities and do crusades unless they were fully and completely integrated. He would not go to South Africa during the apartheid years until it was changed. And, you know, there's a stand for Jesus Christ and his righteousness that he made, that it would do us good to take this example and say, thank you, Lord, for that example. Help us live in our communities and in our spheres of influence in such a way. Amen. Yeah. Father, we thank you for the example, for the ministry, for the life that you gave to America and to the world. Now, Lord, we pray there'll be many all across this land who will pick up the mantle, who will then declare the truth of Jesus. Lord, bring America to repentance and revival, we pray. Bring the world to repentance and revival, we pray. In the name of Jesus. And they all said,
amen.
Amen. Would you turn, please, in the Bible to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6.